Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A bunch of media members were at a... There was some information provided from somebody close to the stadium deal on why the team really believes July 15th is important. Getting this thing off the ground. Uh-huh. And what they explained is way too much of the information that was provided got distracted by retractable roofs, which is just silly. It's not going to be a retractable roof.
It'll be a roof.
Yeah. What I was told was we haven't ruled it out. Which means we ain't doing it.
You know,
but nothing's written in stone yet.
Retractable roofs come with problems. You saw that big ass piece of metal that fell all the way down to the stadium from
in Dallas.
Yeah. What if something happens? That's a liability also. So you got to be careful with all that crap.
Well, not to mention it comes with an increased price tag.
Yes.
And they're already fighting over the money. Here is what is going on now. Is the Commanders and Mayor Bowser have been crystal clear that they want this thing approved by July 15th.
Mm-hmm.
There are some that argue that's an arbitrary deadline. We need our time to go through it. Chairman Mendelson has said repeatedly, I want this to get done. I just might need more time. Perhaps they really need more time to read this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps they're just politicking. Perhaps
I would lean towards that.
Perhaps they're trying to get a better deal, etc. As of now, there are 4 council members that support the stadium. McDuffie, Bonds, Pinto, Felder.
Mm-hmm.
There's one hard no. No matter what, no. Nadu. Hopefully I'm saying her name correct. Then you got a bunch of people in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Mendelson, Fruman, Lewis, George, White, Henderson, Parker, and Allen. There's 7 people in the middle. They need 7 votes for this thing to get through.
They got how many on this side already? 4?
4 yeses.
4 yeses.
You
need 3 more.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Mendelson said he supports the project. He just wants more time.
See, that I don't like people that straddle the fence. And I believe he's straddling the fence. Oh, I support it, but I need more time. In other words, I want to get my way with it before I go forward. If you support the project, support the damn project. Don't straddle the fence. You can't play both sides of it and try to act like, me? I'm not causing problems. Yes, you are.
Commanders released a statement yesterday, a Commander spokesperson. They've been very clear on their position related to July 15th.
Mm-hmm.
This is from the Commanders. The Washington Commanders are committed to working with the council around the clock to keep this project on schedule and deliver a world-class stadium for the district by 2030. This is about more than just a stadium. It's an investment in families, local workers, and long-term economic opportunity that will transform this community, district, and the region. Any substantive delays will jeopardize D.C.'s ability to attract premier concerts, global talent, and marquee events, including the 21-31 FIFA Women's World Cup. Most importantly, it will slow new jobs at a time when the district needs them most. We are hopeful the council will continue to work in an expedited way to approve this deal and deliver a significant win for the people of D.C. The 21-31 Women's World Cup is really interesting.
Yeah.
Because they're not, the FIFA, the governing body of the World Cup, is not going to commit to
a place games that don't have a damn stadium.
Right. And I don't know if they are pushing hard to deliver the new stadium to play games in 2030. If that date gets pushed to 2031, I don't know that FIFA can agree.
They can't.
This
is the thing.
It's one thing to agree in theory, but they know they get to see it for a year. You can't agree if you don't get to see it.
But when you start sitting up here and you start fighting, I think you have to get to a point where you have to remove yourself from what you're talking about necessarily today, and you got to put yourself out five, 6 years down the road. And if there are things that could be pushed towards this that will, like, Roger Goodell just told you you're going to get a Super Bowl. That's a Women's World Cup. You will have to assume a lot more things come in there. You start looking at the money that can come from that, and then you start seeing how quick you can be paid back. I think right now, yeah, you look at what the price tag would be. If, like, I was at a little auction yesterday, and Fred Smoot kept saying, this is an investment. Talk about people buy a certain ball, you know, as an investment for later on if something else were to happen. If you say the city's putting up that $1.1 billion, and you look at the possibility of making $5 billion off of it, would you not think that's a good deal? You know what I'm saying? It has to be. And you're probably going to get it back so damn quick, it'll be ridiculous.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So the biggest change has been, I believe this happened yesterday. I'm reading from the Post now. DC Council Chairman Phil Mendelson introduced a standalone RFK Stadium bill identical to Bowser's proposal, which he said would allow the council to complete its due diligence and hold a public hearing. The council is also awaiting a financial analysis on the impact of various tax abatements offered to the Commanders as part of the deal, which it expects by mid-July. Mendelson said he would plan to hold a vote on the proposed deal as soon as possible after a public hearing, which his staff said would be held July 29th for the public and July 30th for the team and government officials. This is Mendelson's quote, "No one should infer from the introduction of this bill that funding in the mayor's proposed budget for the Washington Commanders football team is in jeopardy." Mendelson wrote in a statement, noting that capital funds for the stadium remain in the budget expected to be approved in July. So, he's still supporting it, just needs more time to read it. Like,
JP, listen, bro. I call a spade a spade. You want to read something? You sit down right now, you read that thing, it'll be done by tomorrow. You read it. You'll knock it out today. You don't need a month to read that. Okay? They have stated July 15th is very, very vital. And you're putting your deadline at 2 weeks beyond that. That means you don't give a damn about what the stuff is. You care more about you getting what you want than you do what they're telling you this could be the deadline for it. And I think ultimately, if this is that important, it could be a major hit for this city, for the nation's capital. Let's say when you're playing these major athletic events in the nation's capital, it just hits a little differently. And if you are so concerned about, oh, let's push it out a little bit, does he think about if it's put somewhere else and they miss out on all that stuff? Does he think about that at all?
I don't believe this group, this ownership group, is going that direction. Because what I do know is, I think Maryland Governor Wes Moore has been very strategic. He has said, we don't want to lose the team, but we also want to keep a great partnership here in Landover. They're still going to own that land. You still got to develop that land. Mm-hmm. But I am confident that Wes Moore is quietly idling his time with a giant bag of cash in an area that's already got a stadium where you can get a new one built. Now, I don't think we're going down that road. And I think, I mean, let's be real. I think the July 15th deadline is rather arbitrary. They're like, yeah, we're going to pick this deadline. And if it happens August 1st, August 10th, okay, fine. But the problem is, what else is going to happen? Because once you start building, like your pergola, once the work started, they find other stuff. And hey, we could do this. Hey, this is a problem. It doesn't matter the scope of the project. Anytime you start tearing something down and building something new, you're going to encounter problems.
Yeah.
And I think the reason they want to go as fast as possible is because they know the problems are also coming.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's just me, Brian, and I am not a world-class real estate developer. I recognize that. If I was, though, if I was trying to get something done and there was a group that had a highly organized $3.5 billion proposal prepared, I wouldn't want to piss them off.
Yeah, I'm with that. But I have heard about, like, when I went over there at the time.
Especially you, over just you petty
and I
politics.
You and I went over there.
Yeah.
And we were looking. I said, well, why didn't they just implode it? Well, no, you know, the asbestos and the environmental stuff, you can't do it that way. You got to go slow with it. So maybe, just maybe, when they begin to really go faster, then they got a lot of environmental stuff to deal with before they can move forward.
Totally.
So if I know that's a possibility, I want all the time in the world to be able to get this done to stick to my 2030 end date. Because I know the things that are going to be lining up after 2030. And you know what? You know what'll happen if you start doing this thing soon? The NFL could say, oh, 2031 or 2030 could be in D.C., 2032, whatever. But none of that stuff happens until you put that damn shovel in the ground.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.